Larry put together a really powerful piece on X that was shared by a lot of people, was shared by Elon Musk himself.
Yeah, this piece was driven by these constant posts by people about Elon laying off all these people. And of course, the big deal now is calling him a trillionaire.
Yeah.
Where he's far from being a trillionaire. He's got to do almost the impossible, what many suspect to be the impossible, and it may be impossible, of getting Tesla to some, you know, giddy heights in terms of the production of Optimus, the production of Robotaxi. You know, just they would have to expand at some incredible rate to get him to be trillionaire. But nonetheless, there's this all this, you know, this anti-billionaire thing and now anti-trillionaire thing. And then you get Warren, you know, Elizabeth Warren, the senator, making all the, and I just got sick of it because people don't actually understand what Elon is contributing to our country and how he's making our lives better in real terms, in dollar terms on a daily basis. And I'm not just talking about you and I. I'm talking about, you know, the ordinary guy in the street, the guy with, you know, a $30 an hour job, a guy with a $10 an hour job. They are benefiting directly. And so I thought, you know, we've got to get down to the basics. We've got to get down to the metal in terms of the economy and show people just how much he injects in, he personally, his companies, literally inject into the economy on a daily basis, because people don't understand this. So I posted just how many dollars his companies are paying people on a weekly basis, how much they have paid in salaries over the last 5 years. And by the way, his companies are much older than 5 years. You know, most of his companies, the biggest of his companies go back to, you know, 2008, 2007, 2006. In fact, even earlier. So when you look at Tesla over 5 years, you can imagine, or any of his companies over the last 5 years, you can imagine, you can multiply that by three, four times.
What were those numbers? Like, what was the numbers?
Unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. Do you know, total salaries just between 2021 and 2025, $110 billion in salaries. $110 billion with a B, billion dollars in salaries.
This is in the U.S. or is this global?
This is global, but actually most of it is in the U.S.
For sure.
About 84% or 83% is in the U.S. Why? Because salaries are so much higher in the U.S. You know what the average salary is? $170,000 a year.
Which, to put it into context, the average salary in the United States is like $38,000 per year. Just to
I'll
put
give
that
you
in
another context.
Yeah.
Every person in Los Angeles could be paid a $27,000 check from what he's paid his, you know, his employees.
Wow.
Every single person in Los Angeles.
So why does it get so much hate? So the, like, why isn't this common knowledge, right? So this is the crazy thing. When you put it in that context, you have one individual that has literally pumped $110 billion into the economy from value that he created out of thin air by bringing the future forward, by saying, okay, future, I'm going to bring this value forward so that the people that exist now can reap the fruits of their labor. And that's somehow a bad thing.
They don't just reap the fruits. They reap $170,000 a year.
Yeah.
You know what? We are talking about 170,000 people. 150,000 people, which he employs, 150,000 people, earning an average of $170,000 a year.
Yeah. It's mind-blowing.
And that doesn't include the appreciation in their stock options that they earned. Many of them, a huge number of them, have become millionaires, have have earned enough money to retire for the rest of their life.
Look at me. What am I doing? Why am I here? Right?
Yeah.
It's exactly because of that.
So you know, that, you know, that's the most incredible thing. So think about the taxes that those people have paid. Over 5 years, $31 billion in taxes.
Insane.
$31 billion in taxes. Now, if you add the corporate taxes he's paid as well, that's $36 billion. And if you add the payroll taxes, that's another $9 billion. We're at $45 billion of taxes the United States has taken from, you know, Musk-onomy.
Wow.
In the last 5 years.
That's crazy. But he's the bad guy. Larry, he's the bad guy.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
He's the bad guy. Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. So in 5 years, every year his companies and his employees pay $9 billion into the fiscus.
Man.
We're all living better because of him.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the tip of the iceberg. What's under the ocean? Think about what Tesla, SpaceX, XAI, Neuralink, Boring Company pay to their US suppliers.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That is not a paltry item. It's $182 billion just over the last 5 years. Now, that $182 billion not only goes into the coffers of their suppliers, but it goes into the coffers of those suppliers' suppliers and their employees. And that supports over 1,000 companies. Think about that. Think about the taxes they pay, both the employees and the companies that supply them.
It's crazy.
So, you know, what are we talking about? We're talking about a $300 billion enterprise in terms of benefits to the United States of America, $60 billion a year over the last 5 years. And, you know, we're talking about companies that are over 20 years old.
Yeah. And that are continuing to grow.
That are growing at an extraordinary rate. If you take SpaceX, Tesla, Neuralink, Boring Company, I mean, XAI, you know, I mean, it's just phenomenal. It's like the gross domestic product of a state.
Yeah. Just one individual.
One individual and 170,000 people.
Yeah. Yeah. An entire industry. One industry replicates entire nation states.
And what is he doing? He's transforming United States from a service enterprise, a country that used to be the manufacturing home of the world, that became a service economy. He is not single-handedly, because there are other really great industrialists emerging.
Yep.
From the wreckage of what used to be an industrial society, but he is leading the reindustrialization of the United States by implementing, you know, revolutionary production methods in space enterprise, in autos, in energy, and by incorporating, you know, AI into that. So, if you think the last 5 years were pretty good in terms of what he gave the United States, think about what's coming in the next 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, the thing that really, like, I think one of the realizations I've had recently, Larry, about this whole topic, because, you know, when you sit down and actually analyze what the value creation means that he has created with Musk Industry, It makes every other talking point from these usual political parties where, hey, this guy is just taking from the poor to make himself rich, it just makes them look like complete and total fucking idiots. And there's no better way of saying that. And the reason why they're able to get away with that rhetoric from my perspective is because in the United States, we've done a very bad job as a society in our education system specifically to helping people understand how capitalism works. People have no idea how it works and why it's the best system out there. They don't understand.
100% on target.
Yeah.
Look, the Musk Enterprises is functionally the same GDP as the state of Colorado.
Yeah.
That's what I point out in my piece. I mean, and far fewer people is generating for the United States roughly what the state of Colorado generates. Think yeah. about that. And think about, you know, the what he's done in terms of generating a completely different approach to industrialization. He's making industrialization of the United States possible. Think about what he's inspired. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to look far to see the kind of inspiration, the kind of result of what he's done. But my piece is all about the dollars. And I've just taken the last 5 years and what we're generating, you know, just over that period of time. And if we were to look at the next 5 years, I mean, you and I understand that the next yeah. 5 years are going to absolutely, you know, beggar those last 5 years.
Yeah.
So it wears me thin when yeah. I read the comments to my piece, because I mean, most of them are very, you know, congratulatory and very nice, but there is this like 10% that say, yeah, but he fired 7,000 people on such and such a date. Really? Yeah, he employs hundreds of thousands of people, but he right. fired 7,000 people. Right. Yeah, but he let, you know, 6,000 people go from Twitter. Well, of course he did. Nobody was working at Twitter.
Obviously.
The irony is he didn't fire 6,000 people. He fired 2,000 people, 4,000 people left.
Yeah.
Why? Because they knew they weren't doing any work.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, so, you know, and the piece got a lot of following, and I'm so pleased that it did. Not for any other reason that this is education that people needed.
Yeah, 100%. And I think it was very helpful in like really quantifying how, and this is, I think this is a broader discussion too, because like Elon is the example. Elon is an example of how capitalism and why the United States and why capitalism is a very good system. Because yeah. if somebody does the work to bring the future forward, right? Like, okay, the very key thing here that people, I think, maybe miss when they look at Elon, they're like, oh, potential, you know, trillionaire bad. My favorite thing is when Bernie's like, hey, Elon's a bad person because he's going to become a trillionaire, right? And I'm like, Bernie, if you really thought he was going to become a trillionaire, why don't you tell your supporters to buy Tesla stock so they can 6x their money? Like, what? Are you dumb? Like, if you believe he's going to be a trillionaire, then that means anybody who's invested in Tesla stock is going to 6x their money. Well, they don't have enough money to buy Tesla stock. Okay. Tell them to, like, not buy a certain thing once a week. Or, you know, like, tell them to maybe work a little extra harder. I guess, like, there might be the bottom 10% of those people are completely screwed. I get it. That's what we have to deal with. I understand that's it. But a lot of people out there that are in the United States have everything available to them for them to go and make something of themselves and really like capitalize on their individual potential and their individual power. And that's the Elon example is like, this is individual power that's actually capitalized on. Is like you are living in a land where if you work really hard and you bring a lot of value to society, you're going to get rewarded for it. And instead of demonizing those kinds of people, we have to celebrate them because they're proof positive that exactly. the system works.
Exactly.
That the system works.
Right? And, you know, I will tell you that if Elon is going to become a trillionaire, it's not going to be 6x. If you actually extend the numbers, I've done this actually, if you extend it, and I'll publish it. If yeah. you extend the numbers that he has to hit in order to become a trillionaire, it's much more than 6x.
Yeah.
It may be higher than 12x.
Yeah.
So, you know, your point is very well made. If you believe that Elon is going to become a trillionaire, that should inform you about how you go about your own business.
Right.
And so, yeah, I'm absolutely in agreement. And, you know, what is exciting about these numbers? Let me just say, so many people have said, amongst that 10% who, you know, cop and criticize, so many people, but he's been given all these benefits by the government. The government has, you know, supported him, blah, blah, blah. And I've done an analysis of that. That's going to be a subsequent piece as well about what he's, you know, what the government has gifted him. And I compare it to his competitors in each of the industries that he's in. And it is so amusing that his companies have got not even a fraction, not a fraction of what his competitors have got if you look at it in dollar terms or if you look at it in percentage terms.
Insane.
So, yeah, I mean, all these arguments are just so moot. They are so pointless. Yeah. And it just shows you, it's like this unemployment thing, you know, about this layoff thing. I mean, if you look at the layoffs he's done compared to the employment he's done, it's like, it's not even 1%.
Yeah.
Not even 1%. And all they can talk about is layoffs. And then some guy said, yeah, but the Doge has laid off 300,000 people from the federal government. Well, of course they haven't. That's just, you know, fiction.
Yeah.
The layoffs directly attributable to Doge are in the tens of thousands, if they're even reaching 30,000. So even if you throw the Doge reductions in force into this picture,
yeah,
it's not even a percentage. You know, it's not even 5% or 6% of his employment record.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's anything to be learned, but hopefully some people will take something from this.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reality of the situation is that there's a percentage of people out there that don't either have the time to dig up the information that's correct and truthful, or don't want to look up the information that's correct and truthful, and would rather take it from somebody that they perceive as somebody that will reinforce their biases. Right. And I think
I don't even think they take it from somebody. I think what they do is they find any negative comment, and because it fits their priors, they simply repost it.
Yeah, or they no, for sure.
Quote it. Yeah.
That's what I really mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I really mean when I say that. And that's, I agree with that 100%. But I am hopeful that I do feel like the big majority, especially in the United States, like, I know there's like a little bit of a weird undercurrent going on right now about, like, you know, we do have serious issues in the country. We do have a wealth gap problem. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot of problems. We certainly do. But Elon is not the problem. Elon is not the problem. Tesla's not the problem. SpaceX,
If I were to enumerate the problems, I would start with the education system and what's 100%. Happening in our education system. I would follow it on in terms of the healthcare. You know, I've written about that and we've talked about it together at length. I would talk about healthcare. And then the third thing I would talk about is bureaucracy and regulation. I mean, those three things between them, and by the way, I would also incorporate in the bureaucracy problem is just the bloating of payrolls in local government in particular, but federal government as well. If you take those problems alone, you know, therein lies the biggest reason for what's going on socially in our country. I mean, socially, what's going on in our country is really, really tough. I think that we've come out of the worst of it. I think we're in some sort of reform state right now. I think people are talking. And, you know, one of the other things is just, you know, the institution of marriage. I think it's almost a function of those three things. But a lot of it has to do with how the institution of marriage and childbirth and so on is not being supported in the country today, or socially today, anyway.
Yeah. The family unit, like the family unit is not getting as much attention or respect that it deserves. And that's at the foundation of the success of any nation, is to ensure that there is an environment for humans to actually thrive. And that starts in the home. Always
thrive
starts in the home.
Thrive and procreate.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, in that particular department, Elon's also contributing.
Exactly. He's definitely doing his fair share, as they would say.
Yeah.
Anything else we want to hit here, Larry, from your piece?
Nah, I've talked enough. I got to get on the road. I'm going to test 14.1.7 to death.
I can't wait to hear it. Oh, no. Figuratively. Yeah. Definitely want you around. We got some exciting Maverick Mind episodes coming.
Yeah.
You got to
be
careful. All right. Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Mazad. Great to have been here and talked about what I'm passionate about.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. All right. And record.